broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. I've got Lance Migliaccio with me. George Ballantyne taking a personal day, but the Big MIG team is represented. TheBigMIG.com, LibertyRoundtable.com. This is the broadcast for March 13th in the year of our Lord, 2024. This is Hour 2 of 2, promoting God, family, and country, protecting life, liberty, and property. That's who we are. That's what we do, ladies and gentlemen. Quick, late-breaking story that just came out over the break that I thought I'd brief you on before we get back to our primetime programming. Headline says this: Judge kills multiple charges in Trump case. Patrick Houck with the piece, and I guess a lot of the charges in Georgia got dropped against Donald, and they say everything is not dropped, but there's a bunch of charges that relate directly to Trump that flat out got dropped. Again, Trump continuing to navigate through this, and every time it looks like they got him, they're ready to put the noose around his neck, and whoop, Slipknot, there it is. Donald Trump not having issues. I suspect he'll be plagued all the way through the election. At the end of the day, there'll be nothing to it, Lance.
Well, they've never had any success because they keep creating these narratives. I think a lot of these allegations and a lot of these portions of the indictment that got dismissed are related to the Raffensperger edited phone calls and the illegally recorded phone calls that were done by his assistant. I think we're going to see a lot. You know, Jordan Fuchs illegally recorded Trump. It sounds like she was in Florida, and that's a two-party recording approval state. So I think that's why they're dismissing charges. They're trying to do cleanup and trying to save the case. But I think we're starting to see a real pattern of fraud in these cases. They actually edited the transcripts that Raffensperger said occurred with Trump on these phone calls and then submitted those and even testified to that fact. So I don't know how you can continue forward with an indictment that's so rife with fraud, Sam.
I'll tell you how. You got literally criminals in charge of the hen house, and they're literally killing the hens in front of you and going, it's not happening. And until the American people get incensed enough to say it is happening and something's got to happen, they can do what they want, right? It's like the bully in the jail yard. Hey, I'll do whatever I want with you unless you can stop me or unless somebody else stops me. That's where we are in this rogue agent in government scenario where some people like Hunter and Joe and Hillary and Barack, and I can keep going, are just above the law. That's all. And they can do whatever they want to unless you stop them.
Yeah. Yeah, right? You just nailed. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%, Sam.
You know, they're just like, hey, yeah, we're committing crimes. What are you going to do about it, Lance? What are you going to do about it, Sam? What are you going to do about it, George, whoever? They're just mocking you in your face now. They used to do it in secret, knowing that the repercussions could be great. Look at Nixon to make the example. Hey, he had to resign before he got taken down. Nowadays, they don't need to resign or be taken down. All I got to do is say I didn't have sex with that woman. All I got to say is I'm an American citizen. To think otherwise is crazy town. And you just dismiss anything and just continue to promote criminal activity. However, more and more evidence coming out about election fraud problems. Rigged, they say. Top state official says the 2020 election was absolutely stolen. What am I talking about? You might say, well, President Trump has claimed for quite some time that the 2020 election, presidential election, was stolen from him. He's right as rain. Democrats and other leftists have joined in a campaign to claim that makes him a threat to democracy, although they're really the ones that are a threat to the constitutional republic that we have, just in the idea that they're claiming we have a democracy, for starters. However, now an expert, a top state elections official, has confirmed that is exactly what happened to Donald Trump. He got the election stolen from him. All right, there's a report at the Federalist that explains how West Virginia Secretary of State, guy's name is Mac Warner, he's credited with extensive work to clean up and secure his own election rolls in his state. He also has been critical of the federal cybersecurity and, quote, infrastructure security agency. He basically says they're guilty. They're the ones involved in this thing big time, right? He says when we have our own federal agencies lying to the American people, that's the most insidious thing we can do relating to elections, Warner told all these people. He spoke to the FBI, to all these different kind of people or whatever, to a bunch of secretaries of states. And he kind of defended the federal agency, but at the same time had to admit that, hey, this is a serious problem indeed. And at the end of the day, in a Warner in a recent debate, basically said, hey, this thing was rigged. The election was stolen, and it was stolen by the CIA, Lance, is his final claim.
I mean, I think he's right. CISA, you know, they were set up, I think, in 2018, and the whole point of CISA was protect critical infrastructure, you know, and guard against cybersecurity threats domestically and internationally. And that's not what they're doing. They're obviously part of the industrial censorship plan that seems to be orchestrated out of D.C. CISA was deeply involved in the Twitter files exposure that you saw that Elon Musk brought to the forefront. They were also connected to the censorship over at Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and so many others, YouTube. There was a constant dialogue with the FBI being involved. We saw it in the emails. We saw it in the direct communications. We saw it in the recommended lists of those people like Sam Bushman, like the Big Mig Show, like the people that are bringing out the truth, to censor them, suspend them, remove the content. And that includes everything from the vaccine, Sam, right through to the election. This is their area of expertise, censorship, Mockingbird media on steroids is what I like to call it. And they're very sophisticated, and they're doing harm to the country and its people.
Now, I'll tell you what's interesting about this Mac Warner guy. He continues. He says the election was stolen. It was stolen by the CIA. The FBI, in fact, chose to interfere by telling media corporations to suppress the accurate reporting about the Joe Biden scandals. A subsequent polling shows, ladies and gentlemen, that, hey, that took the election away from Trump and gave it to Biden. Warner also noted the $400 million plus handed out by Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook to election officials who often used it to, quote, recruit Biden supporters. Anyway, he digs into this, and then the Federalist says, hey, Warner already has cleaned up West Virginia's voter rolls, cut ties with left-wing influencers, and now he's running for governor. Election law expert Cleta Mitchell basically said of Warner, he speaks the truth. He's a true patriot. I sure wish we had 50 state election officials just like him. I find that interesting, Lance.
Well, I think you need oversight, right? It isn't just about the elected officials and their responsibility to a free and fair election. I think you need oversight on them, and you have to force their hand, Sam. At the end of the day, the Zuckerbuck scandal, I mean, he should be criminally prosecuted for election interference. But yet, he's not getting prosecuted. He's busy building a $100-plus million bunker for himself in Hawaii. The FBI's in the middle of this cover-up. This is going on and on and on, and they've been exposed. And if you think about the interference that the CISA courts, the FBI, DHS, and others were involved in by suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop, as an example, and the impact of that on the election. The dirty 51+8, you know, Russian collusion hoax, it's been proven to be one massive lie. This is the misuse of government resources. It's a violation of their charters. When you start using these inferences with no justification to spy on the American public, to disseminate information that is in fact false, you would think this is going on in some third world country, right? You would think the CIA is maybe operating to overturn an election in some small South American or Middle East country. At the end of the day, it's not. It's happening here right on our ground. And until the American public stands up and say, enough, we're done with you, I think that JFK was right. The CIA needs to be scattered to the winds and the FBI needs to be disbanded.
He highlights the fact that the FBI literally chose to promote these stories that were false against Trump, but promote or to cover the or bury the stories that were true about Joe Biden. And then when you put that $400 million from Mark Zuckerberg into the mix and stuff like that, hey, it's flat out election law, criminal activity, without a doubt. Anyway, we thought we'd bring that to your attention. as more evidence continues to come forward. All right, tease this next item, then we'll take a break and come back and drill into it, Lance.
Well, you'd have to be living under a rock to not know about the special counsel Robert Hur report on Joe Biden and obviously his willful retaining of classified materials at the end of his vice presidency as a private citizen and as a member of Congress. So this is a story that's exploding. More and more facts are coming out. The government's in denial of Joe Biden's guilt. When we come back,
and we have a bunch
we'll
of clips to level with you on it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, it is shocking what they actually say. You'll hear it here on Liberty Roundtable Live. Lance Migliaccio with me, thebigmig.com on your radio.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Attention collectors and savvy investors. We are excited to announce a momentous evolution in our journey. Introducing Free Water Coin Company, formerly known as Rust Coin and Gift. This rebranding takes us back to the very roots of where it all began, Free Water, Oregon. It's a tribute to the legacy of Al Rust and a celebration of three generations of dedication and excellence in the world of coins and precious gifts. Al, Brian, and Jake Rust, standing strong through 64 years of service. Discover a world of exceptional service at Freewater Coin Company, your premier destination for genuine, honest money and precious gifts. Under Brian's expert guidance, Freewater Coin Company, building on the legacy of Rust Coin and Gift, continues its tradition of trust and excellence. Visit us at our Provo, Utah location. Explore our treasures online at rustgoldandsilver.com or call us at 801-377-1574. Freewater Coin Company, where your future is built one honest coin at a time.
Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, top of the Rockies, tip of the spear with your host, Sam Bushman, and myself from the Big Mig Show, Lance Migliaccio, bringing you top news stories, and the news cycle is out of control, Sam.
Boy, howdy is it, ladies and gentlemen. You look at this story and you go, these hearings are almost a clown show. They literally flat out admit criminal activity, and then they just all smile and go, yeah, so? It's like, what the heck is happening? Several people are speaking out on this example, folks. Big time, right? Special counsel Robert Hur basically highlights that Joe Biden literally willfully had these materials. It wasn't as Joe said. Joe lied over and over and over and got caught. And all the prosecutors can say or all the, you know, whatever, just like, hey, looks like it doesn't square with the report that I have. And the guy's like, so you're lying, you mean? Well, it doesn't square with the report or what. It's like, what? I don't understand how come they're not really arresting Joe right now. Because wasn't it the cover-up that took Nixon down? What about the cover-up taking Joe down, Lance?
Well, he's not allowed to arrest Joe Biden, even though he willfully retained this classified information. And he didn't have the same coverage. You know, they always want to compare him to Trump in his classified documents case. Donald Trump was president of the United States. The guidelines and what the president of the United States is allowed to do with classified documents is completely different. It doesn't apply to a vice president, a member of Congress, and obviously not a civilian.
Well,
it's
and
pretty
even
incredible.
Joe Biden did this when he was a senator, too.
Exactly. This is a long history of him not retaining classified materials that he never should have. And this is not only at the end of his vice presidency, but as a private citizen, he held on to these documents at multiple locations. And I think it's crazy, right? We've seen some incredible history about the misstoring or the missing documents that they've accused Obama of the same thing, although he was a president, so he has a little more latitude. But look at Hillary Clinton. She ran a program called BleachBit on her server, and then they used hammers to destroy the hard drives. Now, Joe Biden has a 50-year history of misplacing classified documents. This isn't the first time. This actually came up years ago with him. But yet only one person is being prosecuted for it, Donald Trump. It's a crazy thing, right, Sam? I mean, you're looking at an unequal application of the laws, and in fact,
well,
they're
fraudulently
creating it.
You got the elite
it.
Special class that have privilege and the rest of us don't, and you see the disparity
right.
Every day.
Exactly.
Between two presidents on different sides of the aisle, right?
Yeah, but don't worry, Sam. Joe's a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
I know. Don't you feel sorry for Joe?
Yeah. I feel really sorry. You know, the sound bites out of this thing are incredible. I recommend all your listeners should listen to this investigation. You can find it over on Gateway Pundit. You can also find the Robert Hur report itself. But there's a Jim Jordan clip we're going to play here in a minute where he talks about the ghostwriter. Joe Biden provided to somebody with no security clearances a ghostwriter information about the classified documents he had.
All right.
Now,
well,
if you think about
these
that.
One step at a time. So there's an Armstrong quote that talks about Hillary Clinton's BleachBit program. Should we play that one first?
I don't know if we have that one. Do we have? I don't know if we have that or not. I think we don't that one. Do we?
Do we have that one, Liz? Yeah.
Play I'm Armstrong sorry. One. I misunderstood Lindsay then.
Yes, sir. Go
Great.
Ahead.
Let's play it. I think we should play it for the audience.
For the last three election cycles, there's only been three people who have ran for president. Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Donald Trump. All three of them have been accused of mishandling classified documents. Only one of them has been prosecuted. And that's what the American people see. That's what we see. We had Hillary Clinton, who ran a program called Bleach It on her server. They used hammers to destroy evidence. Joe Biden has a 50-year history of misplacing classified documents in numerous different places. All of these cases have the same underlying elements of the crime, the same fact patterns, and yet we only see one person being prosecuted. And with that, I yield back to the gentleman from Kentucky.
Yeah, when it comes to Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden, they weren't even president at the time that a lot of their classified missteps were happening, and they've both taken aggressive steps to avoid the truth, to lie. They got caught lying over and over and over. You got two different reps speaking out about the lies of Joe Biden, right, Lance?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's the same thing, right? It's obvious that Hillary Clinton should have been charged for her intentional cover-up. I mean, also in that same story, she was in possession or she had purchased off of eBay non-government BlackBerries so she could continue to communicate outside of the government network and then just destroy them when she got done with them so nobody could recover any of the information. She's had a pattern. There's no doubt she should be charged. And Joe Biden, this story in itself would be enough. There's no denying by her that this is a criminal operation, but they're trying to act as if Joe Biden gets some exclusionary rule for just because he's the elevator's gone in the wrong direction as far as his mental acuity. I think it's a joke, Sam. It's just
well, the
rules
other problem
for thee,
that
not
I see
for me.
With it is they act like his willful violations of the law don't matter for him. They matter for you, Lance.
Yeah,
if
of course.
You, for example, even hinted that you thought that the people for January the 6th were good guys. Now you're associated with an insurrection. But this guy can literally mishandle classified information, literally have allegations that he's in a pay-to-play scheme with Hunter and everything else, and you can't even connect all the dots to make anything happen, much less have accountability. But there's a couple of reports here that highlight this blatant knowledge about how much Joe really knew and what he really did.
Oh, yeah. You know, Sam, what I think an important question would have been to ask her, and I'd been there during that report, I would have asked him, I said, well, if I commit the same level of crimes that are in your report that Joe Biden did, would you charge me? The simple answer would be yes by her. There's no denying it. But when you start adding in that the ghostwriter had access, now he's looking at classified information with no security clearances. So what do you do with that? I mean, at the end of the day, and then when they went and checked, of course, he slid those files into his recycle bin on his computer. And he tried to destroy the evidence of what he did. We've got that media clip from Jim Jordan. We should play it so the audience can hear it straight from the horse's mouth.
Here it is.
I think this is interesting. Because here's the scary part. Page 200. I said this earlier in my opening statement. Page 200. Joe Biden, this is a quote, Joe Biden risked serious damage to America's national security when he shared information with his ghostwriter. Shared it with his ghostwriter, the guy who was helping Joe Biden get $8 million. And oh, by the way, Mr. Herr, what did that ghostwriter do with the information Joe Biden shared with him on his laptop? What did he do after you were named special counsel?
Chairman, if you're referring to the audio recordings that Mr. Zwanitzer created of his conversations with
exactly
Mr. Biden,
what I'm referring to.
He slid, if I remember correctly, he slid those files into his recycle bin on his computer.
Tried to destroy the evidence, didn't he?
Correct.
The very guy who was helping Joe Biden get the $8 million, $8 million Joe Biden used, the motive for Joe Biden to disclose classified information, to retain classified information, which he definitely knew was against the law. When you get named special counsel, what's that guy do? He destroys the evidence. That's the key takeaway in my mind.
And these Democrats and clowns in the talking head media say there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Joe? What about that? Okay, so he slid the files. They make it sound so innocent. He just slid them into his recycle bin there. No.
Just a gentle slide.
he literally committed criminal activity. He didn't just slide files, people. That isn't the way that it works. Anyway, any more on this one, though? To me, it just exposes the sham that it really is. And why is Hillary free? Why is Barack free? Why is Joe free? But yet Trump is having to face these legal prosecutory reality checks on this. I submit to you that they won't get anywhere with the classified documents on Trump either.
Well, let's face it. A lot of what Trump had, and there weren't that many. There were only 60 documents. In the case of Joe Biden, we're talking about thousands of documents. You know, Trump
in how
actually
many places,
had,
Lance?
And the truth is, the documents they took from Trump had all been declassified. They also, the FBI, brought along folders that were labeled top secret and classified for their photo op at Mar-a-Lago. Those weren't even, there was nothing in those folders. They were empty folders that had the classified markings. You can buy those damn things on eBay, Sam, if you want to, with the classified status on it, just to be.
I got to make everything props. That I do classified, Lance. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's it. We're going to get you a whole stack of those folders. You can just start putting every show. The transcript of every show into the class. I love that idea, Sam. Can I get a security clearance to get access to those folders, though?
No, you don't need one. You have special privilege, my friend. You are my ghostwriter, so you're cool.
That's it. So I get access to all the classified top secrets of the Sam Bushman Liberty Roundtable live show.
Folks,
I think that would be an amazing opportunity for me. I want to go back in the history of that, Sam. I think it's a great opportunity for me to lift my game. Yeah, it's ridiculous, Sam. And think about this. I mean, he slid them into his recycle bin, but how can we be convinced that how do we not know that the ghostwriter didn't slide a few in another direction so he could get himself a multi-million-dollar payday? We don't know that.
They did. We don't know that.
Yeah. And I mean, listen, we're going
to
get down
to with a pattern of lying. We have to assume there's more lies, right? We can't just assume that we've got all the answers.
And that's the incredible part, right? If the roles were reversed right now and they had, Donald Trump dead to rights or something as horrendous.
From the nearest Jeffrey Epstein suicide.
Yeah,
bed sheets is what you'd be doing.
You just nailed it. It's ridiculous, and the way they try to just sweep it under the rug and go, "Oh, it's no big deal. He's just a elderly old man with a bad memory. He didn't mean anything wrong." Well, he didn't have a bad memory when he was a congressional member, allegedly. He didn't have a bad memory as a civilian, and he wasn't an elderly old man then, and he didn't have it when he ran for president. The same guy's in charge of the nuclear football. How do we continue here with this? I mean, where does this stop?
Let's talk about where he really had these documents, because they wanted you to believe that he had them in some filing cabinets and it was all good. Even though he shouldn't, he copped to it.
Yeah.
It was all clean and on the up and up. That's a lie, and we'll prove it in seconds on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. It's official. President Joe Biden has won the Democratic nomination to run for re-election. It lines up a rematch with former President Donald Trump. Trump has clinched the Republican nomination. This, as there are still several primary election votes left to collect and count in several U.S. states. High inflation is lasting longer than anticipated by economists. February's Consumer Price Index, indicating the cost of goods and services, rose by 0.4% for the month and 3.2% from the previous year. It does remain above the Federal Reserve's 2% target. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News. The Senate's Republican leader urging the GOP-controlled House to vote on a bipartisan foreign aid package before it's too late. USA's John Schaefer.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell is pressing House Speaker Mike Johnson to bring a comprehensive foreign aid package to the floor for a vote.
Well, as we all know, the world is literally at war. Our friends in Ukraine are running out of ammo, and our friends in Israel need help as well.
Last month, senators approved a $95 billion national security package earmarked for military assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. However, Speaker Johnson has hesitated to schedule the bill for voting, insisting that aid to Ukraine be tied to significant policy adjustments at the U.S.-Mexico border.
This, as a new $300 million weapons shipment package to Ukraine is being prepped by the White House. However prepared any one nation could be for nuclear war, Russian President Vladimir Putin claims his country certainly is. The comments were part of a campaign message in an interview aired on Russian television early Wednesday. He told the everyday Russians watching at home and those foreigners watching abroad that he does not necessarily see nuclear war on the horizon. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
former sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Roundtable Live with your host Sam Bushman and myself, Lance Migliaccio, from the Big Mig Show. Let's face it, the news cycle's out of control. The Her report drops. Sam, crazy stuff. Rules for thee, not for me, as usual in D.C.
Amen to that reality check. Look, the top secret classified documents, they wanted you to believe that, hey, Joe found out about them. They were very minimal in nature. They were found in one or two locations. They were under lock and key. It was all good. That's literally what Joe Biden testified to. But he absolutely perjured himself and lied to the court. And here's the proof. What's this soundbite we've got next?
Yeah, this is Matt Gaetz, and what he's talking about is the blah, 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 blah of the Biden administration lying about how these documents were all secured. In Donald Trump's case, he had a great secure location that he'd been working directly with the government to say, here's how they're secured, the documents that I still have in my possession. In Biden's case, all he did was lie about it. He had it in seven separate locations.
It was covered
none
up before
of them
the
secure.
Election, by the way. This didn't even drop till after the election.
Yeah.
Showing, again, more and more manipulation about burying anything related to Joe Biden. And I believe that burying directly related to Donald Trump not getting elected, or the manipulation directly related to the CIA and the FBI's manipulation of these reality checks. Here's Matt Gaetz.
Mr. Her, classified documents were found at the Penn Biden Center?
That's correct.
They were found in President Biden's garage?
In Wilmington, Delaware, yes.
And in his basement den?
Also in the same home, yes.
In the major, in his main floor office?
Correct.
And his third floor den?
Correct.
At the University of Delaware?
Correct.
And at the Biden Institute?
Correct.
Now, I don't even know how to respond to this. This is just insanity.
Yeah, really, there's no doubt.
It's hard to even deal with this thing. So why aren't they just literally arresting Joe right now? What happened to Nixon when he had this cover-up like this? He had to resign because he was going to be impeached and shut down and prosecuted. His resigning saved his bacon to some degree. We need to make sure that pressure's on Joe right now. Isn't it identical?
I think it's even worse. We have to recognize that Nixon was the president of the United States again. Biden was the VP and a senator only. He was never authorized to keep any classified documents. Some of the documents he had in his possession, Sam, were over 40 years old.
I can't comprehend that. And what if they've been that loosely dealt with, like they're out in his garage by his Corvette, and yeah, even when they brought that up, he went off on a crazy discussion of his Corvette and all this weird stuff. And,
you know,
Joe Hunter literally hanging around the Corvette in the garage and everything else. And where did these documents go in the last 40 years? That's the real question, isn't it? And isn't that a national security concern, to say the least?
Yeah. How many people had access to these documents? These weren't in secure locations. They weren't in locked file cabinets. They were scattered around every place he spent time in. The question is how many, not who had access necessarily, but how many of them were there? How do you even keep count over 40 years that Joe Biden was just, you know, scattering like confetti classified documents over every place he spent time? And some of those locations were shared with, now we know, Chinese government officials. Were they accessing it? I mean, my understanding at the Penn Center, he had them in a storage closet, an unlocked mop closet is where he kept these classified documents, Sam.
He kept them all over. There's seven documented locations. My question is this. How do we know there's not more locations either, Lance?
100%. Did they search all the locations?
He might be storing them at the CCP headquarters too. That's very possible.
Exactly. Assuming that he's got that payday that they keep giving him with 10% for the big guy. My question is here, right? You look at this. How can there be any question that he should be criminally charged? Now they're saying he's been cooperating. Well, what does that cooperation mean? I don't think it means anything.
Well, when you lie and when you withhold evidence and when you manipulate the truth, and is that cooperating? So again, their assertion that he's cooperating is a lie too. He cooperates on the surface so that it looks good, but when we do the digging, we find out that he didn't cooperate at all. Who's cooperating? The folks that covered up this scandal before the election, they're the ones cooperating. But the truth of the matter is, Joe Biden's not cooperating at all. He can't remember. He doesn't know. He's not sure. Well, either that's true or he's lying. Well, if that's true, then he's not competent to serve as president. Either way, he must be impeached. Now, they're talking about impeachment of the president, but they're not even close to really doing it, Lance. And that's the problem we face. You can commit criminal activity and no one will take action against you if you're in the special shadow government deep state class.
No doubt about it. It is the bottom line, Sam. And this goes beyond the scope of impeachment. This is a criminal operation that occurred over 40 years. This kind of criminality that Joe Biden has showed, that Hillary Clinton has showed by destroying evidence, the lies and the destruction of evidence himself should be charged for. These people need to be criminally charged just like you and I would. Because, Sam, I can tell you this. If you had any true classified documents in your possession, I can guarantee you, you'd be in the 24-hour lockdown and you'd never get out.
You got that right. But again, the bottom line, folks, remember this. 7 locations, they claim. We don't really know how many locations there were. And then they say Joe Biden, as VP and senator, had no authority for these documents at all in the first place. So what gives there? Again, this case is so bad. But the spin from the mainstream press and the lack of fortitude or whatever you want to say, backbone by the Republicans or whatever you want to say, conservatives, I don't even know what word to use for them. Mike Pence should be absolutely saying we're not going to do anything until the president's impeached and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law for his cover-ups and lies, just like Nixon was. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Get it done. But, of course, Jim's just like, hey, we're going to pass another spending bill. We don't want to give Iraq as much money as we, whatever. We're going to give the Ukraine this. We're going to go ahead and just spend us into oblivion is all Jim Jordan's doing. That's all that Mike Johnson is doing. They talk big. I mean, I appreciate it. But at the end of the day, even Matt Gaetz, I appreciate him getting this on the record. Good for him. But I think they've just tied the hands of those of us who really care, all in defense of the deep state. Lance, that's really where we're at. And speaking of the deep state being promoted, now we find out more and more evidence manipulated in J6th, third pipe bomb camera actually turned away. What is happening with this one, Lance?
There is a crazy amount of evidence about this pipe bomber that they seem to be unable to identify. Sam, the early reports as they were trying to pull up all the security cameras from around that specific location that was supposed to be a threat to Kamala Harris's safety and security, which it was not because she didn't even show up. The point is they turned away the cameras from the scenes. They found the days before the cameras were pointing in one direction and then went back to check them. The cameras were now turned away. There's been a bunch of evidence, Sam, about the phone tracking. Somebody's used some geofencing. This individual that was supposedly planted these bombs, and none of the bombs even make sense, but we'll get back to that in a second. He supposedly has been into the Naval Research Center multiple times. He's been in the FBI building multiple times. They've tracked him where it clearly shows that he's some kind of a government employee that did this. Obviously, it was probably an FBI-created plot. The devices themselves don't make any sense. They planted them 17 hours prior to when they were discovered, and they had kitchen timers on them, Sam, 60-minute kitchen timers with no outside communication. There was no antennas, no cellular connection. So these devices weren't even functional. So you look at this, they were probably props that were taken from one of the FBI buildings that they used for training scenarios. But now you see this. The camera's being turned away. Sam, who turned the cameras away? Who's the real pipe bomber? Is this more Fed surrection BS for Jason?
Yes. Who did it? Government officials. It was a deep state insurrection, without a doubt. When they call that, they always tell the truth. What they do, though, is they don't tell you the real story so that the facts matter, right? The truth is there was an insurrection on January the 6th. The Capitol Police got in bed with the CIA, backed by deep state operatives in the House and Senate, and they literally created an insurrection. Then what they did is they manipulated all the details to blame it on Trump and Trump supporters in a dishonest virtual coup in America. So it's the third pipe bomb camera to be turned away. Okay, we're talking about three cameras deliberately moved. This is according to video evidence by the Epoch Times, Lance.
Okay? Yeah.
They can't deny this. Three cameras, evidence, according to security video that's obtained here. Okay, how long did it take us to obtain that? What about all these prosecutions that took place before we had this information? If this information would be played at every single one of these trials, would see different outcomes. But there again, you know, Jim Jordan and all the clowns are like, oh, my gosh, we caught him red-handed. You did. Fine. What are you going to do about it? Okay, the Epoch Times doing a great job, Revolver Magazine doing a great job, the Gateway Pundit doing a great job. These guys are the movers and the shakers that are getting this stuff, information released. But at the end of the day, I appreciate that we know now. But what's going to be done about it? Are people going to jail for repositioning these cameras, for planting a fake pipe bomb, for, you know, whatever the case may be? Who's getting on the stand and going to perjure themselves next, and who's going to jail? That's what I'm talking about. All right, when we get back, we want to talk about the Michigan election fraud investigation. Man, we got so much hard-hitting news the network refused to use. Why? Because you're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. That's why.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Lance Migliaccio and yours truly breaking down the Michigan election fraud investigation conducted by our dear friend and CSPOA Sheriff Darleaf, ladies and gentlemen. Headline says this: on March 7th, 2024, at approximately 10:45 a.m., I, Sheriff Darleaf, received a subpoena for my, quote, law enforcement file. And then he gives the number and all this kind of stuff from DJ Hilson's office. And then he says basically this: you know what? They wanted me to come bring all these documents, etc. What they're doing is they're investigating Darleaf because Darleaf is onto something, and it's their way to back him off or try to stall or stop him. But here's what Darleaf says. The guy's an American hero, in my opinion. Here's what he says. My department is in possession of sensitive documents that are part of an ongoing investigation involving, quote, Dominion employees. These Dominion employees literally directed and tasked foreign nationals, wow, to remotely access the Michigan system. Anyway, he brings the goods and everything else, but the battle is on. Let's see if they can investigate and take down Darlene before he can bring out the truth, is what the real issues are behind the scenes on this one, Lance.
I mean, look, this is incredible. I don't think a lot of us even knew about this investigation, Sam. He's talking about the CEO, John Poulos, and Dominion employees and contractors, Joycelyn Benson, Dana Nessel, Alex Halderman, and others. I mean, look, so now he's not going to comply because, of course, this is affecting his investigation, and I think it's intentional. DJ Hilson has been working with AG Dana Nelson, and I think they've successfully buried lots of proof of election fraud. And this has been going on and on and on and on. And they should be investigated themselves, because I think they're obstructing and delaying a really serious investigation that Sheriff Darlief is into. I mean, your thoughts, Sam? Because I think this is so important what's going on here.
Well, I think you're right. And here's what Darlief says. He says, hey, I've got evidence of this. I've got emails proving it. I will send a little bit of my information to the court so they know this is an ongoing serious investigation, but I will not turn over all my files because it will compromise the investigation, explains for Sheriff Darlief. I intend to file a motion to quash the subpoena attached as well as this civil lawsuit against the prosecutor. Anyway, it goes on. It basically says that Darlief is suing them too. They're suing him. They're trying to shut him down. This is an epic internal battle for the truth. And what they're trying to do is shut down Darlief before he can shut down election fraud. And what they don't want to do is have Darlief be the first guy to champion election fraud, because here's what happens. We had a press conference. I was there. Darlief was there. All in Vegas. I introduced Mike Lindell on stage and Darlief and everybody else. And Darlief explained the case that he's got and what's going on and the whole details. And Dar's not backing down from this thing. And he refused to turn over all the details they wanted because he said, look, your investigation is going to compromise my investigation. They knew full well that would be the case. That's why they wanted to do it. Darlief is an American hero, and this battle has been going on for many years now, believe it or not, Lance.
Well, he's obviously on top of something. As we all know, once you get over the target, here come the attacks, right? I wouldn't be surprised that he'll be investigated by the IRS next. They weaponize the system. And if you look at this, the covering up of these serious remote security breaches to the election equipment, and this has been identified by experts, and it's on the Antrim County case, you know, and they concealed and hid significant evidence, you know. And I think this is so important that he exposed this, because we know there was election fraud in Michigan, but they've been blocked and squashed, and they've destroyed evidence. They've hidden evidence at every turn. I'm thankful that Sheriff Darlief is making the moves he's making, Sam.
Couldn't agree more, dear friend. Absolutely a faith in him. We'll get him back on. We've had him on from time to time updating us on this case. We'll get him back and have him chime in and kind of update us on what's happening now. But he really says, my department is in possession of sensitive information, and I intend to file a motion to quash the subpoena against me, because he's saying all they're really trying to do is tamper with his investigation. Nobody had a problem with Darlief until he went after election fraud, and now he's the enemy. There you have it. But if you're a whistleblower, it's very dangerous for you. Next headline says, Boeing whistleblower found dead in South Carolina. He's complaining about the production standards of Boeing with their planes and everything else. This guy's been complaining for several years. Now he winds up dead. They claim he committed suicide in his truck. John Barnett, 62 years old, died from what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. But I don't believe it. Okay. He was examined by Boeing's lawyers and by his own attorneys before this happened. He was in the middle of a court case. It wasn't going very well for the prosecution and everything else. This guy was eating him alive, and now he winds up dead. I don't believe it's a suicide at all. I think he's been Epstein'd, is what I think, Lance.
My main question is, was Hillary Clinton anywhere near his location when this occurred?
I don't know where Hillary goes. Oftentimes, I just can't keep track around
people. You know...
you know, taking care of business myself. And I just don't know the answer to that, Lance. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't surprise me that a Boeing whistleblower, you know, was attacked by somebody. I'm not buying the suicide. His own attorneys aren't buying the suicide. I don't think the public's buying the suicide. You know, Boeing is obviously an influential government contractor. They knew they were going to get exposed for a lot of safety issues. It was coming out more and more and more. And we've seen, you know, Boeing planes. I think we just saw wheels fall off a Boeing plane, if I remember correctly, in the recent news. So I don't know
when that happens.
I think there was a nefarious group involved, Sam. I'm not buying that he did it to himself. So I say no.
No question.
Suicide.
He's been Epstein'd, my friend. He's been Arkansas-ed, like the Hillary Clintons. You know, there used to be a 100-plus dead body count around the Clintons and stuff like that that we used to document. Of course, no accountability, no jail or anything else. Where's the Me Too movement when you need them? But all I can tell you is it's just crazy town what's happening, and it's getting worse. But look, I don't think any of these prosecutions will result in people going to jail. Low-level people will go to jail. Somebody will take the hit. Somebody will get fined big or whatever else. But there'll be no real lasting repercussions to turn this thing around and create accountability and transparency in our system. There's no way. We're not even close to there yet because the people aren't united enough to demand it, Lance. Our greater numbers could change the game if we the people would. But without that, we're just divided and conquered and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you know? I mean, that's really how it is. Donald Trump goes on CNN, but he won't come on Liberty Roundtable Live kind of stuff. That just shows you the problem. What Donald Trump should be doing is funding all of us out here in the media. He should be coming on our shows and basically making the mainstream press irrelevant. Because they're lying and cheating and dishonesty and manipulations of the truth so much so to where we need a new media taking center stage that is honest, that does pursue the truth steadily. That's what we need in America. Until we get that, we can't wake up a great enough number of people to change the game, Lance. That's really the issue.
It's definitely an issue. You know, the division is a tool of, you know, the uniparty, right? They want to keep us divided. And until we get the other side to recognize, I mean, it's easy enough. You obviously are woke to what the real issues are, as am I. But that's really our agenda, right? As radio hosts, as podcasts and videocast hosts, it's the obligation we have to try to wake up everybody to get everybody working together. We always talk about educating and unifying the country one episode at a time. And that's what you do here on Liberty Roundtable Live. And that's what I do over on the Big Mig Show. But it has to happen, Sam, because without that division is a tool. And we're never going to get this country fixed if we don't unite against the deep state government.
I don't even know how to respond to this. I will say this, though. More and more evidence is coming out. I pray that one day the American people will be incensed enough to demand a sea change, to do something about it. And once in a while, something like that catches fire and something happens. But it seems to be very rare. But when top secret files are found in 7 separate unsecured locations by Joe, and Joe lied about all the details, don't give me that he's cooperating. That's not true. All right, and this third pipe bomb scenario, look, everything we're being told is a lie. Literally everything. And I think that Darlief is a hero. We'll keep track of that case. You know, this whistleblower that died, I'm just not buying it. What could he have said or what was about to come out in these Boeing cases? We don't know. And we may never know now, right?
Well,
we may never know, Lance.
I think for sure, Sam, whenever the most important witness is suicided, I think it's the end of the game, right? After that, you'll see the attorneys obviously probably run for the border in fear. You know, the cover-ups, the lies, the division, it all has to stop. That's what's destroying our country, right? And they're doing it so very well. They're being monetized by the far left, by the organizations, NGOs, and super PACs, and foreign money. It all has to stop, Sam. We have to fix this country. We need to fix it now. And that's why we need Donald Trump back in the saddle immediately. No ands, ifs, or buts, buddy.
Well, there's nobody else running that we could count on. I mean, RFK Jr. sounds like, you know, he's telling a lot of truth and stuff like that. But again, if we're not very careful, we're going to end up with Joe Biden if RFK Jr. takes too big of a piece for the Donald. I know that sounds crazy, but look, these third, you know, party races or third, you know, candidates or whatever, they're really poised to garner a big chunk of the pie this time. I mean, if you get like a Ross Perot-esque 19-20%, you can literally change the election on those numbers. So
absolutely.
I'm telling you, we got to be prepared for this and be wise. This is not a shoe-in for the Donald. I know people think it is because of the Republican landslide, so to speak. But nationally speaking, that's not necessarily going to be the case, Lance.
Yeah, 100%. We've got to fix the voting systems first. So if we do get the right amount of votes, we can get them back in and they won't just steal it again, because I believe that's part of the plan. But you're right. We've got to work together, and those third party candidates need to move out of the way so we can focus on what really matters, and that's saving the country.
And we need Operation Reach Out. We, the people, need to really start focusing on this. And us hosts need to start interviewing each other, promoting each other's talk shows, and make sure the new media taking center stage becomes larger than mainstream yesteryear media. And we can change the game with our greater numbers if we get involved. Donate liberally. That's the only time we believe in liberalism. To LibertyRoundtable.com, to TheBigMig.com, to LovingLiberty.net. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.